boy, oh boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, the underwear taker. I like that quite a bit.
That's good. I like that one. It's me, Casey, the one, the lonely Stoddard.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm glad I forgot to say before. The only.
Yeah.
Because you got to do it your own way.
I like
you
that.
Can make yourself gay.
Ooh.
And suck your dad's. Hey.
I like it.
They lick your dad's ass.
Yes.
Makes you gayer than the day is long.
Yeah. And probably closer.
Gayer than my dead dad's dong.
Ooh, it's a big dong.
Hey, it's a big dong. It's a beautiful life. And I'll tell you something else.
Oh, man. I was texting to her today, and he just texted me out of nowhere. Like, we both like this group called Das Racist. And in one of their songs, they have like this guest rapper, and he just goes, "Baby arm, chicken parm." I think he's like referring to his dick. Like, you ever heard that? Like, people will be like, "Oh, my dick's as big as a baby arm."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as it's holding a chicken parmesan sandwich or something like that.
Jesus.
I know. It just made me laugh.
Being very forward and braggy about his cock talking about his favorite food.
I know.
It's like that.
Yeah,
I like
can
that.
Hold a sandwich. Come on, buddy.
I'm trying to think of some more shit that would rhyme with that that he didn't go with.
Baby arm. Car alarm.
Hey, I like that better.
Baby arm.
When I pull my dick out, car alarms go off.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
Thieves in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's smashing out windows with their big fat cock.
That's impressive.
Oh, my baby arm.
Animal Farm. Yeah.
There you go. Chevy Chase is hanging out on it. Or wait, no. Who is in Animal Farm?
Animal Farm's that George Orwell book.
Oh, isn't there an Animal Farm movie called with Tom Hanks? I like how it just changed it to Tom Hanks, too.
No, there's an Animal Farm movie, but it's animated.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's just kind of like a...
What am I thinking of? Woody is going
to
text me.
I'm trying to think of what you're thinking of, too.
Woody's going to text me.
Farm
with
Tom Hanks?
Farm. Shit. I don't know what it is. Woody will tell me, and then we'll redact it. Oh, this is a pre-redact.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Woody.
Sorry,
we
Woody.
Failed you again.
Not even 5 minutes in. I'm failing you.
And he just
what the fuck is it?
Cut something on himself. Motherfuckers.
there's just a sadness cut line that he does on the inside of his leg. Yeah. God damn it.
Well, what actor is it?
Baby Arm.
Farm. Forrest Gump?
No, I can't remember it. Something Farm. Tom Hanks, probably.
Tom Hanks?
Keep thinking of rhymes, because for some reason, I cannot think of a single rhyme. Baby Arm.
Chicken Parm. I'm not
Self-harm.
Ooh, Self-harm. There we go.
Baby Arm.
Self-harm.
Self-mutilation harm.
Starting them young. Yeah.
My baby arm with self-harm on it. So that means I just cut notches on my shaft, on my baby arm, instead of on my bedpost.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Not just a notch in your bedpost?
Yeah.
And that, just a line on your arm?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, there
kill
is.
Me.
There it is. Ooh. Call out. Call out. Back, boy.
How about baby arm, Dharma and Greg? That
ooh.
No.
Baby arm, bring back Dharma and Greg.
Yeah. Never watched that show.
I don't think I did either. Maybe I did way back in the day. What the fuck is this farm movie I'm trying to think of?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Tom Hanks.
Isn't there like a movie called The Astronaut Farmer? Is that a thing?
Astronaut's Wife.
Oh.
I don't think that's the same thing.
I don't know.
What? Maybe it's Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
I said Chevy Chase the first time.
Yeah.
It's probably
maybe
like Crazy Farm or something.
I was thinking Funny Farm?
Funny Farm.
I've never seen that, but that's a movie, right?
I think so. Oh, yeah. Woody is just so pissed right now. he's so pissed. Yeah, it is Chevy, though. All right.
Is it Funny Farm?
Yeah, it's Funny Farm.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I pulled
Baby
that
Arm, there. Funny yeah, Farm.
Yeah.
A little Chevy to the levee. Mm-hmm. But,
good old Chevy Chase.
My wiener is warm.
Speaking of Chevy Chase. Oh, never mind. I was going to play a sound effect. But it's okay.
My ass.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's my favorite.
Well, again, you guys, hello and welcome to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast.
Yep.
It's good to be back, even though it's only been a week. But
only a week.
Secrets are only fun. Secrets if you whisper them in someone's bum. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We had to pre-record because I went to Mexico. I don't know if you guys believed it or not,
yeah,
but last episode was not actually when I got back from Cancun.
Nope.
Shocking, right? All the Arribas and Ariba McIntyres.
Ooh,
in the world,
I like that.
Fooled your asses,
yeah,
and gotcha, you sons of bitches.
Yep.
But no, I'm back, and I'm I got some fresh meat on these fingers.
Yeah,
which may sound like an innuendo,
mm-hmm,
but it's just brand new skin on my middle and ring
yeah,
finger on my right hand.
Tell me about it.
I got a Carson Daly bruised up nail going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
It's on the middle finger instead of the ring. But hey, mm-hmm, was his on the left or the right?
You know, I don't know. I don't want to disrespect Carson and guess incorrectly.
I feel like it's right because he would hold the mic maybe with his right. I don't know. I don't know the man.
Well, because, yeah, if he goes with the left and it was on his ring finger, right?
Maybe that's a little presumptuous or something.
That's a little like...
I'm blacking this finger out.
You're like, I'm never going to get married.
It's like not video one game. You got to unlock this character.
Yeah.
To wed. I ain't fucking no bitch until I'm married.
I'm Carson Daly.
I'm Carson Daly, okay?
Last call, bitch. I don't know.
This isn't Carson fucks ladies Daly. This is Carson fucks after wedding Daly.
Yeah.
That wasn't great.
It was fine.
That wasn't great.
TRL, you going to the mall later.
TR, you going to the L later?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, why not?
Cancun was neat. I got very intoxicated. The wedding was great and pretty, and the bride was amazing looking. The groom was handsome as ever, and it was super awesome meeting him. Kenny, you're the shit. If you're listening, you're guaranteed not, because... yeah, I don't see you doing it. Even that fat one.
That's a new one, right?
There were some chunky rednecks there.
Ooh, yeah. No, man.
It was a very weird resort. It was a family resort, much different than the one I went to in February.
Where was it at?
It was in
Cabo.
It was in Cancun somewhere. I can't remember where. It was like the Iberostar.
Oh, sure.
Something Riviera de Playa or some shit like that. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
There was like three resorts in one. One had a couple. It depended on your wristband, but
ooh,
so many fucking pools. It was actually, you know what? It was kind of chilly.
Yeah?
Kind of chilly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, cloudy. So that kind of sucked. We tried to get in the jacuzzi one day.
I say frio.
Colder
uh-huh
than the pool.
Yeah, colder than a witch's tit.
But it was all right. It was a fun trip. I got to see some people I hadn't seen in a really long time. Shout out to my sis and bro-in-law. And even though she smashed my fingers in a sliding door the very first night we were there and ripped them wide open.
Yep. Wide open space. That's a song, right?
Wide open fingers.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere. She was blackout drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Helping her back inside. She, I threw her ass on the couch,
uh-huh,
checked to make sure my fingers weren't gone.
Uh-huh.
They weren't.
Was it a slider?
Yeah.
Slider door?
Yeah, oof. I went and grabbed, and it was like rickety old, like metal-y shit.
Oh, no.
It fucking sucked.
You're gonna get tetanus.
Because if it, well, yeah, I don't think I did, but I don't know. I got these weird dots on my left hand.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Is it in the stomach or is that rabies?
No, it's just in your shoulder.
It's too late now, though, probably, right?
I don't know, but like if you get one, you don't need one for like, I don't know, like 5 years or something like that.
Maybe I got one 5 years ago.
Yeah, hopefully.
I probably did.
Dicks crossed.
I went dicks crossed. Yeah, yeah. I went. I got my flu shot before I moved to LA.
Got my flu. Yeah,
and
just get those every year.
Yeah, I don't do that all the time.
Yeah, me neither. I should.
I don't care for it much. I know I'm gonna get sick, and I should have this year. I was sick for like a month.
Yeah.
The
fires are going to get us anyways. Who cares?
Yes, that's a good point. There's a fire, raging fire, sir, happening in Ventura right now. It's constant. It doesn't even matter if it gets chilly.
Nope.
But I got fucking duped. I got duped by the Mexicans
at
the airport.
What happened?
So, supposed to leave the airport and find a guy in teal polo and white pants.
Mm-hmm.
So, I go out and I'm waiting and I don't see anybody. And this guy comes up to me who looks like he works there. And I'm sure he did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, has anybody helped you out yet? Has Lomas come and got you? And that's the travel company that... And listen, I'm a stupid gringo.
Liv Moss.
Has Liv Moss come and got you yet? And I was like, no, I've been living Moss. But yeah. No, I didn't see anybody. And I like walked up and down the whole fucking departure shit and pickup area. And I didn't see any teal and white at all. I do think that they didn't know I was going to be there because the travel agent fucked up my flight.
Uh-oh.
I barely made it.
Oh.
My first day of travel. And, which is whatever, because I made it, but I'm not going to do flights through a travel agent ever again.
No.
But I'm not dogging her because it was also like I was going and then I was going solo and everything was good. And then I wasn't going solo. And then I was going solo again, so we had to cut off half of the reservation. So I think maybe that fucked it up. Something happened though, where I got into Mexico City, I had to go through all the junk and re-get my bag and everything, and then I had to rush to my, you know, thing. But I got upgraded to first class.
Hell yeah,
yeah. So that was neat. and
how long was the flight?
It was like an hour and a half. It was like two.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping it'd be like a fucking long boy.
Stretch out and pull your, you know.
Dude, they have like lazy boy feet lifts.
Oh, yeah?
It doesn't work for me because my feet are already like out. Yeah. But man, they got a lot of shit. I used the damp towel.
Oh, that, yeah, you did.
It was nice. Yeah. It was really nice. The whole system there. They got like weird little telephone thing from back in the day when you could just make calls.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
You should have called me.
I should have. I don't know your number by heart. Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
only
fine.
By fart.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. 989.
My ass.
Perfect.
And so I'm looking around for this guy, and I don't see him. And so this other guy comes up, and he's like, hey, let me help you out. And he calls Lomas.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at my thing,
and
he goes, I'm going to call Lomas. And he calls them.
Yeah.
Big quotes.
Yeah.
Calls Lomas, and then I talk to the guy on the phone, and he's like, hey, just get a cab. We'll reimburse you when you get here. I'm like dead-ass tired. I took a fucking red eye.
I
went to a Thanksgiving dinner party beforehand. I was up all fucking day doing other shit and all that shit. And so I just want to fucking get there. I'm like over it.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait any longer. And I'm also thinking like, oh, they probably aren't coming for like 2-3 hours because that's when I was supposed to get in. That my itinerary says. Uh-huh. So I just hop in. They fucking charge me $120 for a cab ride.
Holy shit.
And I just fucking did it, which was
cash?
Stupid.
Or, yeah. I mean,
American.
Dollars or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah,
did they reimburse you?
Here we go.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're fine. I'm already.
Is that with tip?
I didn't tip.
Yeah, I was gonna
I maybe
say.
Gave that guy $2 afterwards, which I really am pissed I even did that.
Yeah.
And
So
like, yeah, I'm like, fuck it. I don't know anything. I'm dumb. I can't speak Spanish at all. And all I can say is culo and where's my dick? So like, I should have said, where's my dick to him just to throw him off.
Oh, is it in your tu boca?
Yeah, they're like, he's like, it's
fucking me.
It's
in his mouth because I
should.
Sense,
you should have come with me.
Yeah.
But it would have been better if he's like $120. I was like, donde esta mi verga? It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking straight. And excuses aside, I fucked up.
No,
I'm an
that
idiot.
That sucks, dude.
Apparently, I didn't wait long enough, even though I waited 45 minutes before I even did this. So I get in the cab and he takes me out. The whole time this guy knows he's just butt fucking me.
Yeah.
And so I'm just sitting in this chair getting butt fucked and I had no clue.
Yeah.
At least tell me that you're butt fucking me.
How long was the ride?
It was about 40 minutes.
Still.
I knew. Well, that's the thing too, is like, I was like, it's Mexico. Yeah. Last time I took a taxi was when I first moved to LA. I took a taxi from the airport back to my apartment.
Yeah.
Last time ever I will do that.
Yeah.
And it was before Lyft was picking people up at the top. And it cost me like $120.
Yeah, because it's fucking, the fare just keeps ticking. Yeah. And they probably hopped in the traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whatever, get me the fuck there. Long story, but I get there and I go to check in and I tell the guy at the front, I'm like, hey man, I talked to a guy on the phone and he told me he'd reimburse me for travel. Is that something you guys do or Lomas handles? And he was like, oh, he's like, yeah, dude, you're going to have to talk to them. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So like as soon as his tone and he just looked at me and gave me this kind of smirk and I was like, fuck man, I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
It's me. It was me.
My ass.
And that's it. Like,
I thought you were going for the other
it
one.
It was me.
Yeah, I thought.
Do you have that one?
Yeah, it's on the other page.
It's okay.
But so he actually upgraded me though to a suite.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But that's the suite I got my fingers almost chopped off.
Not nice.
It's all shit. But he upgrades me to a suite. But he's like, your room's not gonna be ready for like 4.5 to 5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
I got there early as shit. I took a red eye.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got there at like 10.
Okay. That's understandable.
So it was 11, 12, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got there at like 10:30, 10:40-ish. Damn. So it was like 4 hour wait until my room was ready. Mm-hmm. And he's like, just keep checking in. And I was like, I don't want to be that asshole, but I kept like checking in.
Yeah.
But then I go over to Lomas and I check with that guy. I tell him the whole thing. And he's just like, oh, fuck. I got to tell this dude. And he's just like, okay. Okay, man, so you didn't see anybody in teal and white? And I was like, I saw nobody, and I walked up and down, and he's like, okay, well, your arrival was supposed to be 3 hours from now.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, the travel agent fucked up or something fucked up.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, we might not have had anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, who did you talk to? I was like, I don't know. He said he was from Lomas. And he's like,
yeah.
He said he was from Lomas? And I was like, and already at that point, I know. And so I'm just listening to this guy explain how stupid I am, and and he's being so sweet about it because I guarantee he's expecting, people have done this before.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee he's waiting for me to just explode on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, ah, fuck me, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. So I just gave this dude $120. Well, he was like, how much did he charge you? Like $60? I was like, man, I don't even want to tell you. I was like, you said 60 as if that was high. Yeah. I was like, I'm not telling you shit. That means they thought I was even dumber.
Yeah.
Like, fucking wearing some dumb University of Budweiser shirt.
Yeah.
And they're like, this fucking stupid retard is definitely going to fork out the cash.
This guy looks like he's on his 10th year of college.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, completely. Yeah. And so he's just like being really sweet about telling me. He's like, yeah, man, unfortunately, there's people there that'll scam and blah, blah, blah. And so then I'm like, so what he did is he called his buddy and his buddy faked to be the guy and he told him to do that. Because I even asked the guy on the phone. I was like, well, can't you just send somebody?
Yeah.
Send somebody so I don't ride in a cab. And he's like, yeah, it'll take like 2.5 hours though. And so even in that, in my head, I was like, oh, that's because that's when I was supposed to arrive.
Yeah.
So all of it, whatever. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. No, it happens.
I'm a Mexican sucks retard.
Yeah. Sucks that there's people like that out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But,
it's all a scam.
So yeah, he was psyched that I wasn't mad because he's like, Jesus, man, I got to tell you, I've had this happen so many times and people scream at me.
Yeah.
And he's like, people freak out and they yell at me and like they expect me to pay for it. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I was like, whatever, dude, I fucked up. It's dumb. I'm an idiot. Is there an ATM nearby?
Yeah.
Because I used all of my money.
Yeah.
Like I used all of the cash I had, all the ones that I got for tip and everything.
Strip club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah.
Donkey shows, I mean.
Donkey shows.
That's
yeah,
what I meant.
I was going to say. I'm not a strip club guy, but I'm a donkey boy.
We all
donkey,
are.
I'm a...
My ass.
Man, you know what I mean?
Oh, we both did it. We both did it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
That's way better, yeah. What is this one?
Oh, yeah.
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
It's been bugging me. I like it though.
Yeah, so then he's like, all right, well, let me know if you need anything else. And then like I just only want to get to my room now because I'm fucking like sweaty and I got all my luggage and I feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta walk around this front lobby where I've already talked to 3 different people that know I'm a fucking idiot. And so I'm just gonna be looked at as a fucking idiot. So then I just go sit down with my laptop and I make the podcast episode image.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just sitting there in Cancun.
Human.
Just photoshopping a double-headed dildo coming out of an ass, out of a toilet.
Yep.
Just living the dream.
Yeah.
You know, $120 cab ride. So that's it. My last two cab rides I've taken, $120.
That's...
Fuck cabs. I mean, not so much here, I guess, but fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to police it?
Uh-huh.
But still.
Yeah.
It sucks. I wanted to see that guy when I was going back to get dropped off.
Yeah.
But I was sick. I was so fucking sick. Oh. I thought I was going to throw up in the car on the way back home. I think I got food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and brother-in-law, we all ate at the same place and we all felt like shit the whole next day traveling. I don't know. But
$500,000.
I don't know. Look, I don't know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, but there's no reason to call me a name like that.
That's what. Hey, that was me. That was me.
Yeah.
That was me in Mexico. Yeah. So,
speaking of names, calling me a name like that.
Calling me a name.
Did you want to ramble some more?
No, I don't have to. Yeah. There was these sweet ass fucking like lemurs and shit there. They were called Cody's.
Ooh.
They were like raccoon lemurs. Uh-huh. They were nasty boys.
Oh yeah.
They were wild. I'm like walking around. I drop my bag off and I take my shirt off underneath. So I'm just wearing this white University of Budweiser short sleeve hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Thin t-shirt hoodie, which I fucking love. But it's got blood on it now from my fingers. I'm walking around with that and those moist board shorts I made.
Oh, there you go.
Which turned out fucking dope, too. But
So
I'm walking around by myself, listening to music, wearing that shit. And I just am walking and I'm chilling. And I look to the right and there's this big ass fucking raccoon long-tailed thing.
Yeah.
And he just spots me and he comes tearing at me.
Oh, yeah.
On the side of this thing. And I was like, whoop. Like, no. Like, no thanks. I go walking the other way. And I turn the corner. And there's fucking 8 of them right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm just like, all right, if they're here, they got to be all right.
Yeah.
They got to just be hungry, I'm sure. And so then I just walk through. But you do that thing where you're like, it's like the other day when we walked to the Grove. And I was like, ooh, puppy. And then we get up close. And it's a fucking, like, pit bull.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge dog.
And the dude's got him off the leash. And I notice he has his balls still.
Yeah.
Which freaks me out even more.
Yeah.
And so then you walk by and you're just like, all I'm imagining is my ankles just getting ripped out or like my Achilles tendon just being torn out just because I looked at it. So I'm like averting my eyes from the lemurs and the shit. And
yeah.
But afterwards it was fun. I was hanging out with people. Everybody was great. All of Kenny's friends are amazing. Courtney's friends are amazing. I had a fucking blast with them. We were at the discotheque almost every night. Ridiculous
discotheque. I love it.
Drinking mezcal like crazy. Ooh. You guys, dangerous game I was playing.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I slept in more during that trip than I do here.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Well, when in Rome, right, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, when I used to walk dogs in Chicago, I would occasionally walk these two pit bulls. One of them, his name was Nick, and both these dogs were just like the biggest like pussies of all time.
Yeah.
Like they were super afraid of everything.
Oh yeah.
But like they're fucking tanks. Like this Nick one.
They got
this,
the fucking shoulder shit freaks me out so much.
So yeah, they're like so when I went there, my boss was like, yeah, so like he's really big and like he does this thing where like he'll smile at you. Like he'll like he's like really she's like it's gonna freak you out but he's not gonna attack you, but like first time I saw him he like did that and I was like, I'm fucking done for. I am so done right now, like he's gonna kill me. But yeah, no, then he was just like fucking,
you thought
just,
it was a sinister smile.
Yeah, I was like, he's gonna get in close and just fucking no, and then he was totally fine and just like afraid of everything. And then there's this other one named Gavin. I'm not completely sure, but then so I hadn't met this dog either before, and Stir was my boss towards the end, and one of my bosses, and he was like, yeah, so this lady got this dog from a former drug owner who like got all his stuff seized before he fucking like went to jail, and they just like auctioned this dog off. So he's like he looks scary, but he's not. And then like I show up there and he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to like pull him off the couch because he just like he doesn't want to go for a walk, and he'll just like do the dead thing where you have to like, so I'm like dragging him. I'm like, he's gonna fucking, like if I pull too hard, he's gonna fucking kill me. But then like we get outside and then there's like a squirrel and he just like starts like whining. And I was like, oh man, you're such a little baby.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's, but with a pit bull.
Yeah,
that just, could still bite.
Yeah, just terrifying. Just like pulling this dog off, he's just the couch, and he's just like,
They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me.
What you doing in that trunk?
Stop pulling my hair, clown.
Yeah.
What you doing in that trunk?
All right.
Speaking
of. Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
We're still getting used to the new soundboard, everybody. All right, what is so enough of the rambling? Oh, let me just finish real quick. So helping my drunk sister, and I grab I grab the slider for support, and she grabs the slider door and slams it shut right on the old fingies. It was just scary, mostly because like dude was like, you should get stitches in the one, and I was like,
you can't get stitches on your fingers.
I don't know. It was huge.
They might be able to like glue it, but you can't get stitches.
It was mostly freaking me out because I was just like, yo, leave me some rubbing alcohol, and some fucking or hydrogen peroxide, anything, and then leave me some Band-Aids, and I'll be good. And they left me with iodine and some Band-Aids.
Like it's fucking Vietnam.
Yeah, my fingers are like dyed brown.
Yeah.
And I just was like walking around like a T-Rex the whole rest of the fucking trip. And so like, I don't think there's a lot of pictures of me in the pool, but when people were hanging out next to me, I'd have like my hand. You know that joke where you see guys with attractive girls and they do the weird like floaty hand?
Oh, yeah.
That was like that, except I had three fingers on their shoulder. Yeah. And then just two up.
These are three.
I gotta keep these ones.
These are my girls.
Yeah, I gotta keep these ones ready.
Yeah,
like, but
that's funny.
Yeah, she. I think Tony hired her to take out my bowling fingers.
Oh, I'm gonna get Tony. Because
I've been swamping his ass.
Speaking of bowling fingers, it's about that time. Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, is it? Is it time for? I was walking down the street just the other day. I saw a lady there, and I wanted to say, hey, I was like, baby girl, tell me what you think. She said I wouldn't fuck you, not even if you're Jake. I was like, that is me. I was like, that's me.
Perfect.
Wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah.
We're back with the wouldn't fuck me's.
Yes. Ba-dum-boom, ba-dum-boom. AIDS. All right. this first lady... It's from a movie we watched.
Oh, shit, I have the wrong thing pulled up.
We watched over the weekend.
Ooh.
Anna Faris.
Okay.
She was in The Hot Chick.
Okay.
Great movie, by the way.
Somebody shit in the lockers.
So fucking... what a movie. But Anna Faris wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was the hot dick.
Ooh, hot dick in class. Yeah.
Or if it was me, Jessica.
Oh, she did want to cook.
She did.
She was trying to cook.
Yeah.
Getting in that pussy hole.
All right, I just pushed a button.
You could have the pussy, just save me the hole.
I like it. I like it, man. Yes. Anna, not even if she would Anna Sheriff that pussy.
Ooh, sheriff, yeah. Sheriff. Yeah, I thought you were going for a sheriff thing.
Sheriff, like, not even if she was on a sheriff of my dong. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Dong. Whatever.
Dong.
It's a fun word.
I like it a lot. I like it. I love it. All right. So this first one, fuck me here, is Tessa Thompson.
Oh, who's that?
She's from Dear White People.
Oh, that's who it is, yeah.
She's in the new Thor Ragnarok movie.
Yep.
And she wouldn't fuck me.
I'm a fan.
Not even if I gave her some more Magna Cock.
Oh, I
Thor
get it.
Ragnarok,
I get it.
You know?
Get it. Yeah.
Hey. She wouldn't, Tessa Thompson wouldn't fuck me. Not even if my peener had a first name and it was MJOLNIR. Mjolnir. That's the name of Thor's hammer.
Oh, I almost, yeah, I didn't, I had no fucking clue.
Give her the hammer. It's a weird name.
Give her that
Mjolnir.
Old hammer dick. No, let me ask you something. So if your dick is Thor's hammer, is he the only one that can grab it still?
Yeah, I hope.
Right? Isn't that the thing?
I'm hoping so. No, it's like,
or is it magnetic?
I'm definitely wrong. It's not magnetic. I'm definitely going to be wrong-ish in this, but it's whoever is worthy.
Oh, that what it
that
is?
Kind
She's
of thing.
Worthy.
Yeah. But that's what it's like, worthy and pure. There's like a ton of shit to it, but like,
interesting.
It's like that whole thing. In gotcha. Short... It's that.
That was just, you know.
Anybody who knows is not happy right now either, but it's that. And you can look it up for the rest of it. I'll look it up sometime. I didn't get into Thor's comic that much when I was younger.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
But last one, Tessa Thompson. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I could take her higher to a place where blind men see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the explanation.
Oh, I know why.
Tell me.
Is she in that movie, Creed?
She's in Creed,
baby! Oh!
Can't get anything past The underwear taker.
That's them, right?
Yeah, she wouldn't fuck me, not even with her legs wide open.
There it is, yes. You're not even if you gave her the old Scott Staff infection.
Ooh.
That's his name, right?
Scott Staff?
I think that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Wait, hold on a sec.
Yeah.
What does it sound like? It's in a tunnel.
I don't know. That's how it always was, my man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I believe it. Nope. Nope.
Okay, there you go.
That's all I wanted. my wife. Sorry, that was loud. this next one, you know, it's December. So I'm going to go with the old Santa Claus.
Right? Ooh, yeah, Santa Claus. Yeah,
Sannies. And Santa Claus wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was made of Coca-Cola.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. I've seen him deep throat a couple of those bad boys with some poly bears.
Me too. And then I just wrote down milk, dong, and cookies. So...
Milk dong and nookie.
Yeah. Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. Or a little cookie dong with some milk. Jizz.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You leave out
dong.
Like you make a cookie shaped like a dong.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Or your peener is made of cookie. Cookie dough roll of cookie dough dong.
Yeah.
Cookie dong.
Cool.
That squirts its own milk.
Yeah.
Glass of man milk.
Yeah.
And a cookie dong for Santa's Claus.
Vitamin D milk.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Those are Santa's panties.
Who these?
Oh, these old things? These are Santa's panties.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
How do I get back to the first one?
Oh, you're at the... You got to go way back. It's
yeah,
like 15,
say,
my man.
I got all fucked
you're
up.
You're fucking it all up.
I got all turned around. All
right, last one here.
There she is.
Princess Peach. From Mario. She wouldn't fuck me.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Not even if I owned a bonus life.
Oh, I like it.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch old witch, the nasty bitch.
Wow.
Witch old witch.
You old fat bitch! You fat bitch!
That's what I meant to do.
Yeah.
You
old fat bitch.
I like that a lot. Witch old witch.
You old fat bitch!
It's like
you fat bitch.
It's right on beat too. It's
yeah, I like that. All right. Well, another gaggle of wouldn't fuck me's. Another
but he's gay.
Yeah.
Another wonder of wouldn't fuck me's. What would you call that? The grouping. It's like a murder of crows.
I don't know. Gaggle.
I like gaggle.
Yeah. I don't know. A holocaust.
A holocaust of wouldn't fuck me's. That's
maybe
a lot.
Not.
It's a lot.
Maybe not.
They're all alive, though.
Yeah, that's true. They're dead to
more.
Me, though.
They're dead to me.
Yeah. They're dead to my dick.
Yeah, there you go. They're dead to our dicks.
But
a lot of times that doesn't matter to some people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like.
Speaking of.
I'll suck your dick.
I'll suck your dead dick. All right.
Speaking of bad jokes that like I just tried.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting again. We're continuing with Joke of the Gay.
Yeah.
Joke of the Gay episode. Whatever we're calling it. Still haven't sat down and tried to think of anything better.
Yeah, we should do that. One of these gays.
But yeah, we're going to do it again. And
We are running long on this one.
That's all right. We're back.
Yeah, that's true.
Feeling good.
All right.
Start or me? Mine's long.
Okay. I'll just write. I'll write. This is hacky, I think, probably. But like... This is something
I'll
wrote
be the
down.
Judge of that.
This is something I wrote down while I was at another show. While I was at a show watching, So okay, the setup would be like something like I think I've been in LA too long because I legit saw a girl with an eye patch, and my first thought was that's a good way to get attention.
Oh, like, there you go.
Yeah, like no, like legit. I didn't think like she actually
something
needed
happened to
it.
Her eye.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's fucking. I know what you're doing, lady.
Cool accessory.
Yeah.
Wear the eye patch, Brett.
Yeah.
Wear the funky, funky eye patch. Yeah,
I think that's probably been something similar has been done to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a seed.
Yeah.
It's a nut of seeds just waiting to blossom into a baby joke.
I hear you,
and
sister.
Grow into a pedo.
I don't know. Another idea, another quick one I had was one of my buddies was wearing a jacket that I didn't really care for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's a cool jacket. Where'd you get it from? Drive Angry.
Oh.
Like, that's a sick jacket burn.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's.
You got to have people that have seen that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just at least know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
where'd you get that jacket from? Drive V and Miss Daisy?
Ooh, there you go. Huh? Yeah.
There you go. What other Drive ones are there? Where'd you get that jacket from? Drive your car off a cliff, please?
Gone in 60 seconds. That's not
like
there's
that.
Nothing in there.
They were trying a little bit in that, though.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. That's all I got.
I got this idea that I had a long time ago. It's unfinished.
Let's hear it.
But it's, I wonder if in big wars, when the general or whoever was giving his speech before battle, there's always that epic scene.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there was any sort of like misinterpretation from the soldiers that were like too far away to hear him clearly.
Gotcha.
You know? And it's like playing telephone with war orders and inspiring speeches. And then I just wrote in parentheses, find an inspirational speech and change it slightly. That's where the funny is.
Yeah.
and then it cuts back to like two guys talking and he's like, did he just say don't fire until you see the tights on their thighs? Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, I don't know, man. Just shoot when everyone else does. We've only got like one real good shot out of these muskets anyways. Just shoot somebody, then play dead.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I like the idea of that because I've always wanted to play with it just because it's always such an epic thing in like movies and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's we're doing a thing and they're riding their horse
up and down this huge line
of like 200 people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm standing next to somebody and I got to do the weird, like, I'm sick. I'm only a foot taller than this person. And I'm like, I got to do the lean down to even hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
And these people are like, we're going to go. We're taking the plan. Yeah. And here's the plan. And it's like this. We're going to die. And we're going to do it, and we're going to get there, and we're going to blow their fucking heads off, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to, you remember this, you exactly, what is it, who was it, me, and like, I don't know, I think that's funny as shit.
Wait, why are we mooning them now, guys?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why is your cock out, John?
Don't they do that in Braveheart? They like moon them?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's pretty good. Too long.
Sanctuary. Also, that's Hunchback. What does he yell when he's getting like murdered?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, they're like taking
his guts out. That's similar.
Yeah.
But,
Sanctuary. Yeah. It is. I like it. That's funny. That's a good idea.
I think I could play with it a little more. I haven't pulled it out in a while.
Dude.
Pulled it out and play with it.
Oh, I'm so glad that I was not born in that time.
Mm.
Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, the people know, like, you're guaranteed to die.
Yeah. Like, well, if you're not a brute, like, just a fucking, well, I don't know, though, because you could be a smart brute.
I would be huge. I would be, like, considered pretty big back then.
Yeah.
Because everyone's, like, what, 5'2 or whatever?
Yeah. I could
You'd be a fucking giant.
I'd get, like, shot with an arrow right away, though. Easy target.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's, like, fucking, it would just suck because, like, I don't know, I read a thing, like, they're saying, like, a lot of the swords and shit weren't even that hard. So like you pretty much died from just getting beaten to death, not really stabbed.
Oh, they weren't very sharp.
Yeah. What'd I say? Soft?
Hard?
Hard? Oh, yeah. I meant.
I got you.
Fucking sharp.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
They were hard.
So yeah, they wouldn't like we wouldn't really get like die from stabbing. Would you just get fucking beat over the head with a giant piece of metal? Yeah. So that would
they're
suck
just sharpening
ass.
Shit on like haggard ass stones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ugh. I got a better sharpener in the kitchen.
Yeah.
My ass.
My wife. Oh.
Oh, it's called. I got a better sharpener.
My ass.
That's so good.
That's one of our new songs.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, good. No, I like it. I feel like I could have made it. I would have been fatter, though. Maybe. I don't know.
What?
Carrying around. I made chainmail and shit when I was hanging out, when I used to hang out with my buddy Miles. And I did that. He was way more into it because we hung out like one time at his place and we started making it and then I realized how long it took and I made like a square that was like maybe
make what
chainmail where you get just the rings and you got to link them together you never seen a chainmail shirt?
No, I didn't know I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah, it's called chainmail.
Okay,
it's just little circles and you got to
open them
and then close them in a specific design. It's like fucking, it's like crochet. It's like knitting, honestly.
It's like a bra.
Yeah, it is.
How do you take this at all?
Yeah. It was you can barely put it together.
Exactly.
It was was not fun. And then he did like a whole shirt. I think he used one of my pieces when I was like, "I'm done, man."
Yeah.
He's like, "We ordered so many of these rings." I was like, "Yeah, you can have them." Like, I'm done. We spent like 6 hours at your place doing this, and I came out with a 2-foot by 2-foot square.
Yeah.
And that was working fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not even, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
We were pretty gay. I don't know. He was like, he was a super cool dude. And so I think like weird shit, he got away with like nerd weird shit because he was just cool as shit.
Yeah.
He was like a cool punk. And we used to like, in high school, we used to hang out at his place. We would go in the woods with like PVC pipes and fight like they were swords, and we would fight trees and each other. Like that's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Like it's that's neat. Pretty... But we did also used to shoot bow and arrows at each other and try to catch the arrow.
Like real bow and arrows?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was like a recurve.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't pull it back all the way, but, and we cut the tip off arrow, but it was still,
it was still,
I mean, it's that big that it going fast enough. And so we would try to like catch it. Like we saw in all these movies, like Lord of the Rings and shit. And we got him a couple times, but holy shit, was that stupid.
Yeah.
But, it was good times. It was fun.
Those chainmail shorts. Shirts are just kind of like badass mesh shorts. I mean, shorts.
Yeah,
fuck, I can't talk
much.
Anymore.
Yeah, they pretty much are.
Like a way cooler, like you show up to, I don't know, we go strolling down West Hollywood. And
oh man, nipple popping through one of the metal circles.
We only get the toughest boys coming at us.
I bet you I take that thing off and those things have been pinching me all goddamn night.
You get your hair in there.
Oh boy, no, there is some hairy dudes. I mean, that's why they would put the shirt on first. But
all
right.
That's all.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 15 seconds of a ballpark skingles. Singles.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, can you cook something? Cook something.
Introducing ballpark singles. Individually wrapped for your microwave to steam in that great ballpark taste. New ballpark singles. Such a big, juicy taste, they plump.
When you cook them.
Yeah.
That's what he was supposed to say. It cut off.
Wow.
You cut off.
I don't like that commercial.
No, I don't like it either.
Two reasons.
Tell me.
One, actually just one reason.
Tell me.
Don't tell me how many fucking hot dogs I'm supposed to eat at a time. I will make as many as I want.
They didn't say how many you could put in the microwave
singles,
in the pack.
Singles.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point. Also,
don't package them up like string cheese, you pieces of shit.
You don't ever peel them like string cheese?
A hot dog?
No, I don't do that.
No.
I wasn't even going to pretend that I do that for a minute.
Yeah, I think I probably told you this. There's this fucking... growing up, when we would play GoldenEye on the N64 at my neighbor's house, one of them would always eat fucking cold hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I was always like, I don't want to use the controller after Brandon because my hands are going to smell like fucking
hot
cold
dog
hot
water.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking gross, man.
I just think it's funny, like, boiling hot dogs people don't care for enough.
Yeah.
Put them in a package and microwave them shits.
Yeah.
You also don't need a package.
Yeah,
You're just microwaving like cancer into
your
hot dog that already has anus and pig cancer and balls in it.
You know what'll make it taste better? Throw some plastic on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Melt it.
Put it on a stick and then put those plastic wrappings over the fire.
Yeah.
Then you have a kosher dog.
Ooh.
Then it's kosher because it has another casing on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was burned by the fires of the Jews. I don't know.
And you can eat like a seagull in the
gay
know,
time.
Yeah, because they, you know, plastic and shit, garbage.
that was a happy accident.
I like it. Let me take this off.
All right, you guys. We are actually doing a brand new segment here for you guys.
Uh-oh.
And it's called Scream Your Jeans.
Yeah.
Scream Your Jeans. And
I like it.
It's some things that you can yell before, during, or after. Or say. You don't even have to yell them.
Yeah.
Yelling's climaxing.
Fun. Yeah.
So this is for the guys and the ladies. Though some of them, I don't know. I think it's funny when girls say shit like suck my dick.
Yeah. That's
or like
funny.
I'm going to jizz. Yeah. I think that'd be funny if I was having sex, and a girl was like, "Oh, I'm gonna jizz."
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm gonna cut. Oh no, that's the same. Jizz. I already said it. Cool.
I'm gonna fucking give you some face paint.
Yeah. Oh, that might worry you a little bit.
Yeah. I'm into it, you know.
Yeah. So, do you want to start, or do you want me to?
Let's go with you.
All right. So it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I think I'm going to... good gravy.
That's, yeah, I like that because, like...
It's Thanksgiving themed.
Yeah, I was going to say, you may have just had a nice dinner, and you're complimenting
the person. She did make the gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it was only microwaved.
Yeah.
In a singles package.
It was just hot dog water, actually.
It was damn good. It was hot dog water with a little bit of her jizz in it. It was a good gravy.
I liked it. I'm probably not going to do the orgasm voice.
That's fine. I just did it for the one. I don't know if I'll do it for everyone.
No, that's cool.
Or maybe I'll do it for everyone.
Ooh, I'm going to do one. Okay. You're gonna die, clown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We went and saw Happy Gilmore before, so
that one's dangerous.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, no, or I'm being proactive with Mr. Gacy.
Hey, you know? That's a good point.
Mm.
She's like, oh yeah, wow, he's hunting down clown serial killers.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was a little too frightened to come because you guys just watched it.
Oh. Okay.
And then you yelling that when you come makes her less afraid now. She's like, oh, now I can jizz too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a double jizz.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Everyone's a coming.
This one I think I might have talked about before, but this one is like, this is like while or after your partner has climaxed. And you just go, I'll have what she's having. And then you come.
Okay.
You know, it's like while she's coming. You go, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
Roast beef. Or no, corn beef hash. I don't know what they were eating in the scene, but it was at the Katz's delicatessen.
I like it.
When Harry met my pally.
Ooh.
My little pally.
Adam Pally.
Harry Pally.
That one's not quite ready yet because I got to find it later. Okay, so this next one, it's...
Oh, would you come already or what?
Doing some butt Christ. Fucking, right? You know, I should have prepared more for this.
You're good.
I have ones that are very incomplete, but you know, you come and then you're just like rosebud.
Oh, there you go. That's a mystery.
I know.
It's a mystery. Come, and then you check the condom, and there's a fucking. There's a winter wonderland in there.
Oh, yeah.
If you shake the condom up, it looks like it's snowing.
Ooh, interesting.
It's a snow globe. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, snow globe.
I came up with
winter wonderland.
It's a jizz globe.
I like that.
If you shake it up, you realize that you're not pregnant. All right, so here's another one. It's like, I think I'm getting close. I'm going to... It was me! And then that's...
I like it.
That's that one.
It's good stuff. This next one, so you're doing some fucking, right?
You know, you're doing some fucking, right?
And then you come and then you're just like, you come on her face and you go, HD, motherfucker.
Oh, no. Oh,
I know.
4K.
Yeah.
Oh, for shame.
Yes.
All right, this one is like, you're fucking, and you're like, you do dirty talk and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you go, knock, knock. She goes, who's there? And you go, come in. And she goes, come in who? And then you just go, come in you.
Ooh.
And then
you give her a baby.
Yeah, and then you give her a baby or a...
He needs some milk.
She needs some milk.
Yeah.
Or you get a little plan bizzle.
Ooh,
the middle shizzle.
It's a lifesaver, depending on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've always said.
I think so. It's like a buoy with a noose on it.
Ooh.
You know?
I like that.
Saves lives and takes them at the same time.
Throw that thing overboard. All right.
See if it can swim.
So, yeah. You're fucking doing some fucking. And then you come and you yell, I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all to kill. Something gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. The best part of it is, is that is they die. I will be reborn in paradise, and they have killed, and the ones I have killed will become my slaves. I will not give you my name because you will try to slow down or atop my. These fucking spelling errors are atrocious.
Yeah, keep going.
My collecting of slaves for my afterlife. E B E O R I E T E M E T H H P I T I.
Is that the end that just makes no sense?
Yeah.
Do you guys know who wrote that?
It was my wife.
The Explodiac.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. The Explodiac.
Ezodi. Come on my back.
Ooh.
I like the Explodiac.
I like that one too.
Remember that.
This one, I like that one quite a bit. You just jizz a circle and a cross.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And
some
then
design
you send
to
her
it.
To the San Fran Chronicle.
Yeah.
Look what go. I did.
Yeah.
Would you? Look at my mess.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Having some, making some sex. And you come and you just go, remember the Kablamo. You know what I'm saying? It's like maybe you're having sex with a Mexican girl.
Uh-huh.
And you yell, remember the Kablamo.
Yeah.
It's like the Alamo, you know?
I do, yeah.
I get it. I got it.
I liked it. I didn't see that movie, unfortunately.
No, I didn't either.
But yeah.
I didn't know there was a movie.
Yeah, I think Billy Bob Thornton was in it. Maybe.
That makes sense. He looks like an angry white.
He does. We need the angriest of whites. Call Billy. this is when you're doing some fellatio, right?
Ooh.
And you're about to come and you go, frankly, my dear, I don't give a dental damn.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And then
maybe that's like right before. Oh, sorry, interrupted.
No, I was going to say, it's a good thing I didn't finish.
Okay.
Because it's gone with the racism.
If she's like, well, don't you want to ask me if I have anything? And you go, frankly, my dear, I don't give a dental damn.
That's how I
I like it.
Yeah.
Here's another one, just a quick one. This one's I probably have said before, but you finish and you, oh, pitter patter, baby batter. Pitter patter, baby batter.
Pitter patter, such a funny word.
I know.
I imagine you're up on the housetop. Up on the housetop, click, click, click.
Then, there goes a pitter patter, baby batter drip.
Yep. Oh, who would go? Fucking my butt. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
It looks like snow up on my butt cheeks. You will come. All right.
This next one, doing some fucking.
Glad you didn't inside my bum. All right.
Oh, that was perfect.
It felt too good.
I want to be a dentist.
It was me.
Doing some fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Right when you come, you go. Queefer Shifo.
Oh, you just say that too?
Yeah.
You give her a pop jizz class.
Yeah. And she goes.
And you're like.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Winner, winner.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
She can breathe through the winter.
I'm going to just say one, and then I'll do another one because used a tag right there, one that I already wrote, but it was you yell, pop jizz, class. Who came?
It was me.
And all right. So here's one here, though. all right. So you're making sex, and you come, and you just go... Oh, she tells you not to come,
yeah.
And it's too late, and you just go, Pharaoh, let my pee hole go, and then you jizz. You
nice.
Can say people, too, because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jizz is made of people.
It is. Jizz is people.
Yeah. You know, right on top of her pyramid-shaped pubis.
Pubics. I like it.
I don't know. Who knows if it's shaped like that?
I don't know how this would work logistically.
Usually they're the other way. It's an upside down pyramid. Sorry. Keep going.
No, it's fine. And also, I didn't.
Depending on the lady, I'm not insinuating that you all have to do that.
Do what?
Shave.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's true, I guess. No, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know how this would.
Do you work have more? Out. You have a bunch more?
I don't have to do them all.
I got a bunch more.
I mean,
I got a couple more that I have like four more I definitely want to do.
Okay. Let's do that.
Let's
then.
Just get them.
Yeah.
We got to rack through these. We got to switch to the right hand.
This is.
P.S. I had to use my left hand jerking off for a while.
Yeah.
That was an interesting treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
That's cool.
It worked better than I thought.
Hey.
Hyperextended my elbow once. Amber. Had to jerk off left handed for a long time.
Yeah.
And must have saved. You teach an old dog old tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Kicks are for kids. Keep going.
No, it was good. So yeah, I didn't write anything for this one, but it would be visual. But I don't know how it would work logistically. But you come and then you start talking with your butthole, like with like you know your ass cheeks from Ace Ventura. Yeah, you're just like, do not go in there.
And she brings a strap on out and asks if you're into pegging, and you just go, do not go in there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
All right, I'm into that.
That's all for that one.
All right. I got this one. This one is like a little Christmas themed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're about to come and you just are like, ugh, like a brute, like the whole time sounding grunting and everything.
Yeah.
And then when you're about to jizz, you just go, come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. And that's it.
I will do it on your face or your bum.
There you go.
Oh, my wife.
Come, they told me, I'll come in your bum.
No, it's not like horse.
Sorry.
You're good. I don't care.
Yeah. This next one. You're about to, right? This one takes some teamwork.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You're about to. And you're like, grab the paper plate.
I got to make some leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
The neighbors are coming.
Oh, heat up the leftovers.
Heat up the leftovers.
Oh, no.
I like that. Heat up the leftovers.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm heating up the leftovers.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right. This one's movie themed. It's so you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there and you just go, oh, don't tell mom the baby spitter's fed. And that's a way of saying that you came in her.
I like it.
You know? Or you could legit just yell, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. And that would also be as humorous.
Yeah, both are.
Don't tell mom the baby spitter's
I like that better.
Dead. Yeah. Fed. Fuck.
This is like you go to like a, you know how they throw like 90s parties?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And shit. So you pick a girl up, right? And you're about to come and you go, I know you're into Chumbawamba. So how about a little chub thumping?
Oh, all right.
And then you get chub
humping.
And then you get up again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I interrupted.
No, that's all I got.
And then you go down, you get up again.
Because ain't nothing going to keep me down.
Then I take a pill and I get up again. Ain't nothing going to break me down. I call the ambulance because it won't go away. And it's been about 9 hours.
Because I need to get my medicine filled.
Oh, my God. We had to start this episode late because our downstairs neighbors, the brother of that Armenian lady, apparently called 911 to request an ambulance. And then when they got here, he said he just needed a ride to go get his prescription filled.
Yeah.
And they were not happy.
No, they were not.
All right. All right, here we go. So here's another one. How many more do you want to do? Like two more each after this?
Sure.
Okay. So here's this one. It's you're going and you Doctor, give me the news. Not a bad place to jizz on you.
Ooh.
And then you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I was into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was being so... I wasn't being dismissive. I was just
you're good.
Planning my next one. This one, you're fucking in the cemetery. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not, right? And you're just like, damn, this is some scary shit.
Oh, why don't I have that sound effect?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We have too many is why.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right, here's a quick one, and then I'll do another one right after. But you're going, I'm going to, woo-wee! And then you just yell that. That one's easy. Okay, here's one. It's, okay, I have like two left because these other ones are trash. Not saying that the other ones were good. Okay, here's this one. This is more of like a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Right before and during. So you just go, it's jizzness. It's jizzness time.
Jizzness hours are over, yeah. Baby.
And that's what she asked if you want to go again.
Yeah.
Jizzness hours are over, baby.
I am quite sleepy.
That's why they call jizzness socks. Hey, that's like your cum sock.
I like it. Last one?
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck. I'm not going to end on a high note.
Yeah, mine's not great either, but whatever. So I've never had this. I mean, this is, you know, just for the normal people.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you're fucking and not everyone comes. Never happens to me. Everyone has a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm in.
Yeah, I jizz when you're fucking.
Even the Furby.
And I'm, I'll be across town and I'll even come while you're having sex.
Ooh, I know what's going on.
Wow, man. Casey, I'll text him real quick and I'll be like, good one.
Yeah. Thanks, bud.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's going to be a good one.
So this is in the rare case.
Or like jizz twins.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Yeah. No. This is in the rare case where you come, but the other person doesn't come, and you just go, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Is that a...
It's Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay.
The chocolate factory.
For some reason, I thought it was... Oh, fuck.
That wasn't good. I don't know.
What's the oil movie with Daniel Day-Lewis? There Will Be Blood.
Oh, There Will Be Blood.
I drink your milkshake. Yeah. I thought you were like, I take your cum. It's mine. I cum instead of you.
I like it.
All right. So this one is, like you guys are hanging out after you came. And you're like, you're cleaning up the mess. Hey, maybe you're making that noise.
Yeah.
You're cleaning up the mess and you just go, oh boy, I need a brokerage firm for all this sperm. Because you need to buy a house.
Yeah.
For all the jizz you made.
Yeah. House for that. House for that mouth.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, you wrecked it.
Oh, you wrecked it.
Yeah. All right, you got one more?
Yeah.
I got a couple more. They're bad, though.
Let's just rattle them all off. These are, well, I mean, oh, whatever. This one's probably the best I got left, I think. This is if you're having sex with a virgin and you just go, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Or you're fucking and then you're like, here's your sign.
Ooh. Here in your vagina.
Yeah. And then minion laugh.
What about that old weird text ringer? No, the guy that's like,
oh god, that guy, yeah. I'm the scat man.
But he had that weird ass like high pitch.
Yeah. Or as always, of course. I mean, this is what I usually go with.
That's the go-to.
That's the actual one.
All right.
But yeah,
you got one more?
No, they're all trash.
Okay, I'm going to go through these three trash or these ones real quick.
Yeah,
then.
These are bad.
This one is just like you go and you're about and you come on her chest.
Ooh, chest.
And then you just go, "Kalima!" And then you clean it up.
Oh, that's nice of you.
You reach for her heart and you clean it up.
Oh.
Because only gentlemen jizz on the heart.
No, you're not cleaning it up. You're rubbing it in the heart.
Ooh, there you go.
That's how much you care. Yeah.
Yep.
Rubbing that love right in.
Loving the rub. rubbing the love water.
Yeah.
Right into her heart.
This is the part where I offered you a hand job for $50.
That's pretty good. I like that. All right. And then this one is like... you know, you're finally in color for the first time. You only used to fucking black and white.
Uh-huh.
And you need a lot of stuff in order to get back home. And so when you come, you go, I'm off to see the Jizzard. The wonderful Jizzard of Oz.
Yeah.
And that's it with
because,
that one.
Because.
I didn't think of it anything well.
Because
the midget just hung himself in the back.
I need a bucket and a mop. But
there you go. I like that.
I he did. Yeah, because he was beaten off because it was so hot.
Swallow my yellow dick chode.
There you go,
Jaundice chode.
God. You think if you tried to fuck that lion and you couldn't get up, you'd like, put it up.
Put it up.
Come on.
Get it up.
Get it up.
Yeah, that's what
get
I meant
it
to
up.
Say. Yeah.
Yeah. He ain't got no heartbeat. Yeah.
He ain't got... I need a hard on.
Yeah, there we go. We did it.
And I need some brain, which is, I guess, another term for
dumb.
Head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did it.
And I need to fart.
Yeah.
Okay, pussy fart. I got two more. This one's really quick. You're having sex with a girl with glasses, and when you come, you just go, nerd!
Nerds!
And that's it for that one. Like this it. Is the last one. This one involves a teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Teen jerk.
So you're having sex, and she can tell you're about to come.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, Jacob, you're having sex. Where are you going to go to next? And you just, I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah,
and then you.
There you go.
Yep.
I like that. This reminded me of a bit I wrote one. I didn't, not a bit, just an idea. A really stupid
I
idea.
I like
I had,
Disneyland. So
Disneyland, that's funny. It's funny. Yeah, I had an idea once for a joke where I was like, I was talking to this dude and he was like, yeah, like you ever been like fucking a girl and she like starts like playing with her clit? It's like really offensive. And I was like,
what?
No, it's not.
No.
And so like I wanted to write a joke, be like, yeah, if that happens to me, like I'm not offended. I just make the girl like slap, like tag me on that, like we're gonna like tag team that pussy. So she's at least got to tag me in, you know.
You gotta tag. She's got to tag you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In order for her to go,
I got this. Yeah, yeah.
I got this. No, hold on.
Make her high five me so we can tag.
And then you take a lap.
Yeah.
Then you take a lap.
And bounce off some ropes.
Yeah, you take a lap, bounce off some ropes, get some high fives,
yeah.
And do some woos.
Yeah.
And
we'll get that later.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I'm into that. All right, you guys. Well, that was the first edition of Scream Your Jeans. Scream Your Jeans.
My liquid dreams.
Ooh. Sexy voice.
Yeah.
We're going to take
O-Town.
A quick commercial break with 15 seconds up. Did you have anything else to say before we take a break?
No.
Awesome. 15 seconds up. Butterfinger BBs.
Math is easy. Let's say you have 15 Butterfinger BBs, and I take 5 of them. What do you have left? One less sister.
New crispity, crunchity Butterfinger BBs.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Finger. Man, these commercials get off. Yeah. Sometimes we got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
Man, I miss Butterfinger BBs. Are you a Butterfinger fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wait, the Butterfinger BBs, I'm trying to think.
They were just round Butterfingers, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember like that whole thing where they just for some reason started coming out with like a bunch of mini shit?
Yeah,
they had like mini Reese's and like mini like
they still have Kit those.
Yeah. I like those. Yeah, those are great. The
I like
mini
everything.
Yeah, because
it's usually a better ratio.
Yeah, because that's the thing is like I like a Butterfinger every once in a while, but then I'm like when I like I don't usually like it more than like 2 or 3.
They get
bites.
Stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
When it's too much, when it's not like I don't know. Like I said, the ratio is better with.
Yeah.
So that's the reason cheese curds are good.
Yeah, I used
good cheese curd is better than a good mozz stick.
Yeah,
I'll say. I'm a mozz stick boy for life, but good curds, knock it out of the water.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still do this. I don't do this as much. I used to do this like pretty much like every food I had where I would like, if it was like layered, I would like break it down in a layer in my mouth and then eat it layer by layer.
Okay.
And I would always do that with Butterfingers, and it was always like a good one to break down.
Yeah,
because you get the chocolate first, super, and then you can separate the things.
It's super easy to separate too.
Yeah.
I like a Butterfinger, man.
Yeah. I like
everything Butterfingers.
Ooh.
One time I was at an early showing of Scott Pilgrim versus the World with Woody.
It's a good movie.
And and he was reading a book. And I had my fingers all buttered up from the popcorn. And he was reading a book, and I just turned to him. We're sitting in the audience waiting for it to start, and I just go, a Butterfingers, and I just go all over his book, and that was fun. A Butterfingers, and we both just laughed like a bunch of rejects.
Renobs.
Where is the one I'm looking for?
Oh my god, he on X Games mode.
Yeah, I love that one.
all right, you guys, we're at that point of the episode. Well, also, hey, let me finish.
Yes.
I don't get why they stopped doing Butterfinger BBs. I wonder if
they're great.
If it costs too much to make them.
I don't know. Maybe
like,
just
you know
yeah,
what's weird though.
I
feel like they have because they have those bags of like the minis.
Yeah.
Because they have like I love mini mini Reese's cups.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, those are the best, dude. Trader Joe's has like the best version of those.
I don't know, man. I'm a Reese's boy for sure.
I'm telling you, man.
I'll try them.
I'm telling you.
I'll try them.
I don't
know
what it is about them. They're so fucking good,
though. I'll try them out.
Yeah.
It's got the tears of the workers in them.
Mm-hmm.
In the chocolate. Mm-hmm. Silk chocolate.
Mm.
I don't know. Man milk chocolate. But Maybe it was too expensive, but it's just weird. I feel like they have like mini Butterfingers. Y'all have snack sizes. Just ball them up. Make them into a ball. I don't know. Bring them back. Bring back the Insider Pizza, too, while you're at it. You sons of bitches. All right. We're at that time of the episode. Everybody's favorite part. What is that? An old...
Yeah, it was just on the floor, and it says George Washington Carver.
Oh.
Speaking of butter. Peanut butter.
Wait, we didn't use that one yet, did we?
No, it was just on the floor.
Put it in the Gladware thingy.
Oh, yeah. Grab some more receipts.
Dude.
People gave me dirty looks. And I was like, I don't care.
I was driving to work this morning. In the alleyway,
yeah,
just an explosion of trash, all receipts.
Oh, really?
So I stopped the car. Yeah, no. In the alley, I cut through the alley there, and then I get to the light to take a left because I hate taking a left in LA. Just period.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, wait. What light?
So like
on La Brea.
So if I back out and I'm heading towards Melrose, I take a left behind where that car.
Oh, I got you.
And I go down two streets.
Yeah, yeah.
All receipts.
I go the other way. When I back out, I go right and then left back onto La Brea. So I don't have to take a left at that fucking light on Melrose. So I don't have to go on to Melrose and try to get
I think you take a right at the same light I take a left at.
Yeah.
The one by that chicken place. No?
No. No.
Okay, so if you back out, out of the...
I'm going... Yeah, then I'm...
Okay, you're backing out of the drive.
Go right. No, I go right down Sycamore. Then I take a left at the first street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I take two lefts because then I'm not fucking trying to... Get onto Melrose and go to the far lane and then take a left.
No, that's a sack of shit move.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm not an ass.
Yeah, anytime a fucking Uber driver does that when we're going to Barney's, I'm like, just turn around.
You drive.
Go around.
You
please.
Drive. Don't take a fucking left. Like, just go
my ass.
Yeah. Don't go to the alley either. For the love of God, stop going to our
It's not going
to
stop.
No. Oh, I didn't tell you this. Fucking. This weekend, I was like standing in. I was literally standing in the middle of the road, and the Uber driver was like, "I'm driving by your place. I don't see you." I was like, "No, I was like, you're not driving by.
You're gonna fucking hit me."
I was like, "I'm standing in the middle of Sycamore. I do not see you." And they're like, "Oh, I don't see you either." I was like, "I hate you."
Yeah, what is this? The power's going back to them. It's crazy.
Yeah,
get your dicks right. We haven't said that in a while. Get your dick right.
Somebody said that the other day on Facebook, and I was like, "Oh." I remember when I started that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a t-shirt.
I mean, not started it, but.
Moistjunk.com.
I said it.
Get your dick right. Casey's.
Caught on.
Casey's.
The only thing I've ever given the world.
What is it? What is it? Def Comedy Jam.
Catchphrase. Sure. Whatever.
Get your dick right.
Get that dick right. Yeah. It's a fun thing to say.
I agree.
Can mean a lot of things.
I agree.
Yeah. That was boring. That was a boring digression on my part.
No, you're good. All right, we're at that point of the episode that everybody hates and we loathe. Love. I'm sorry. I meant to say love. Name that episode, everybody.
And put some stank on it.
And this time, we're going to put some stank on it.
Yeah, we are.
Because we're ready. Casey is ready.
I wrote it down.
I didn't write down shit. And he was ready, willing, and...
He's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
Yeah, that's me.
And that's me. Oh, yeah, that's you. That's us.
That's why I don't get invited to parties.
Oh, ever. Hey, do you want to invite Casey and Jake over? What are those guys that get plastered and call us a retard? Yeah. All the time.
Is that the guy who gets drunk and then when someone's giving a really sincere speech, he just goes...
We get it.
Yeah. Yep, that's him. Yep.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. Hey, I think that
we get it. You're gay.
That lady likes us, but she
laughed her ass off.
She'll never cast us in anything.
No.
Hold me.
Not you, especially.
Yeah, I have no acting chops.
She'll be like, look into the camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's strike.
Strike.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Trace.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
All right, so Casey, what did you come up with here for name that episode?
I wrote down the old Explodiac.
That's so stinky fart.
Ooh, that was a little loud. The Explodiac.
Oh.
I'm in a
blast.
Oh man, she's the queen. She's my truly Queen
lady,
Laquifa.
Yes, she is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Explodiac, everybody. That's the name of this episode. Yes. I'm excited to work on it.
I think it's
huge fan of the Explodiac.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
A lot of good work.
Shout out to the Explodiac. Still unknown to this day. The only closest clue they had is they looked at his wrist and he had a bit of jizz on it.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, I think that's the Explodiac.
Yeah.
They were like, I saw what's on your watch. Yeah. Come.
That's true. That's true.
You're the goddamn Explodiac, aren't you? Yeah. He's like, it wasn't me. That was it.
I like it.
All right. Thank you guys. Thank you guys again. I apologize for everything as always.
Yeah.
What do you think, Casey, and all that?
I meant every word I've ever said in my life. All right. So, no, I apologize. I
yeah. Well, you don't have to apologize if you don't. Yeah. I hate myself.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, my name is Jacob Alan Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Alan Kuban. That's A-L-A-N. Same as my daddy middle name. Bio daddy. You can find me everywhere. Follow me on Instagram. That's the most shit I do, even though I haven't posted there in a while. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm busy.
I'm a little busy, but I also could. I don't take enough pictures. Uh-huh. Go check out at Moist Junk.
Yeah.
Go to moistjunk.com. I got some new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Some new products I haven't put up yet. There's a ton of House Sadness shit on there, though. Go and buy that. If you go to housesadness.com, you'll see on the sides I put up little ads for the shirts and pillows and the totes and everything.
Yeah, great Hanukkah gifts.
Hey.
Kwanzaa and Christmas.
Celebrations are coming up.
Yeah.
Get some stuff and make your friends as sad as you are.
Yes.
Carry that Saddam on them. Uh-huh. Saddam and Gomorrah.
Yeah, I like it.
Buy Saddam and Samora.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so check that out. I got some stickers and buttons and shit I'm lining up to make because I'm trying to get ready for... I'm going to go and do like a flea market thing.
Yeah, I like that.
I want to try to see what people think up close and personal.
Ooh.
Look me in the eye when you buy my shit, you know?
Right in that brown eye.
Get moist with me. Yeah. So that's all I got to say. Do that. Do that.
I like it.
Do that.
Yeah. Casey_Stoddard, leave me alone. Only just watch me from a distance. That's all.
Yeah, it's fair.
Respect
enough.
My privacy.
Please just respect his fucking privacy as usual.
That's all.
And I'm gay.
Yep.